Bickley and Murata. Social Studies. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
Oh, at 9 o'clock every morning here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. I almost said Bickley underscore Murata. That's where we go on Twitter to find out what's going on in social media. Social Studies with Sarah Cazella is here. Hi, Sarah.
Hey. Let's do it, guys. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday, not a Saturday. Let's do it.
Let's read some asinine tweets.
Yeah!
Oh, I was actually in tune.
weird for this show, huh?
I know, truly. It's not usually how we do it.
Yeah.
Myself included. Again, on Twitter, like Vince said, at Bickley underscore Murata, we get into the questions that we post there and that hopefully you are responding to. So, with the Suns reaching a franchise record 18 straight wins, and, you know, that includes some really big wins, including over the Nets, the Knicks, the Warriors, and about to play the Warriors again tonight, we are asking, this is an open-ended question, is this the greatest Suns team of all time? And if not, who is? Or which Suns team is?
I'm going to give the unpopular answer and say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible
That's
to
all right.
tell right now. This is the greatest Suns team ever through 21 games of a season or 22 games of a season.
Solid.
Fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, with the potential to easily wipe all contenders away.
I think the 92-93 team has to be the reigning mantle holder right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too.
And for the record, that's okay. I don't need you to be in the moment and say, yeah, this is the best team ever. That's all right.
Yeah.
I just want your expert opinion.
But I do think this one will be. I just think this is the best roster the Suns have ever had.
Okay, best roster.
Yes.
There we go.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Llewellyn Christopher says, yes, this is the greatest Suns team of all time because when you say this team is good defensively, you can actually be serious about it. he says the Suns have never in the history of their franchise played legitimate defense until this year's team. Chad Rudinger also going on the elite defense train with the next man up mentality. Best team ever. The record doesn't lie. Jimmy Salazar going with the 92-93 team says the Suns are 22 games into the season. Let's go 92-93 or 04-05 as the greatest ever Suns team. And then, yes?
It's amazing how people just have nostalgia for those teams.
Uh-huh.
This team was in the finals last year, and mm-hmm. now they've won 18 yeah. in a row. It's like, it's
those
funny.
Those are two different teams, Jared.
But I'm saying they're following up. It's yes. not like there's no precedent from them being good. They're coming out of nowhere.
Well, right. They're saying we'll find out. Yeah.
93 Suns, without sounding nostalgic, as somebody who lived through it, they were special from day one. They had the best record in the league, in a league that included a Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls team. We know what happened in the finals, but it was a completely magical season until that Paxton
shot. You can't argue with, 300,000 people showing up for a loser's celebration?
On a 120-degree yeah, day
that,
in June?
You just can't argue with that.
Yeah,
you might want to try, but you'd be
no,
wrong.
No, no. I could say that it's slowly starting to take hold again, though.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've had friends text, like during the Warriors game, friends who haven't watched games, either because they have streaming and they can get the channel, they need national TV games.
Listen to our station.
That's right.
Yeah.
But friends that haven't watched games in years texting me, you know, commentary throughout the game, like how exciting, how amazing it is.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 5-hour doctorate appointment earlier this week, and the nurse Oof. Who I know is not a sports fan started off by saying, oh my goodness, how about those Suns, huh? What a great season.
And you were like,
it's penetrating.
I don't follow it much.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're like, what about them?
To Jared's point, for those people who, you know, can't watch the games on a regular basis for whatever their viewing thing is, here's my advice to you. Go to your local sports bar, talk to the bartender or the manager, politely ask them to take the televisions off the Golf Network or the Tennis Channel
sure.
and put the Suns game on.
Looking at you, Chive TV.
Chive TV is awesome.
I used to think so. I'm not anymore.
You're not?
No, because now it's just a play for everybody to get on Chive TV. Everybody records everything they do.
Oh, I see.
You're
what
not
you're
interesting.
I see what you're saying.
We are, though.
We are, though.
That's
yes.
why we have a radio show. All right, just kidding. Well, let me rephrase that. Question.
If you're looking to kill about 7 hours at a bar by yourself, Chai TV is phenomenal.
Oh, trust me,
that
I've been
will
there.
Get
I'm not saying
the job.
That's why you're sick
I'm
of
not
it.
Saying
You've
it's not hard to look away.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, I've seen everything that's ever been offered on Chive TV. I might have a problem.
Okay, have you ever watched Chive TV for 18 hours in a row, Vince?
No.
Our next question, what is the most impressive thing you have ever done 18 times in a row?
Wow. Let me check my own personal stat log. Waking up on this show, all being here on time. It's way more than 18. I'm impressed with that so far.
That is pretty impressive.
Me too.
That is pretty impressive. To me, it would be having the ability to play 18 consecutive holes of golf without throwing my clubs into a lake.
You've done that.
That's a strong one.
I'm still trying for that.
It's funny because the last time we played golf, I didn't even get to 18. I was like, after about 15, 16, I was like, I'm done. I'll just ride in the cart.
You're done.
Not
going to
affect my score very much. Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Do your Cartman voice, right? Screw you guys.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yes.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Gilbert Anthony, I've lost every argument with my girlfriend. Quite sure that's more than 18. We have Michael Hitz with an actual thing. I scored a goal in travel ice hockey during my teen years for 47 games.
Wow.
47 games. Daryl Lee has endured Jarrett Carlin parody songs without driving off the road more than 18 times.
Also
that too
impressive.
Is impressive. Yes. Dominic, I got 20 strikes in a row while bowling. It was Wii bowling, but I'll never forget it. Remember Wii bowling?
Absolutely.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Until the controller flies out of your hand and goes into the TV screen.
Smashes the television. Yeah, right.
They had the strap on there for a reason.
I know. That's right.
All right, we didn't get this to this question yesterday, but I want to quickly squeeze it in before we wrap up today's edition
Perhaps
of Social
our
Studies.
Most responded to question ever. So
Perhaps
320
ever?
Comments on this one
what
question.
Is it?
Which just goes to show the nostalgia of baseball and how it's petering off. We are asking, who is your favorite baseball player or who was when you were a kid?
A follow-up question to this, ask all 320 people, name your favorite player now. And most people would be like, I don't know.
I got one.
My favorite all-time player, I've said this many times, is Don Mattingly. He was not my first favorite player, though, as a kid. It was probably a three-way tie between Greg Nettles, Willie Randolph, and Ron Guidry.
Ooh, Ron Guidry.
You remember Ron Guidry?
The Gator? Just like Robbie Ray.
Louisiana Lightning.
The Raging Cajun. Ron 25-3.
Goose Gossage, Ed Figueroa,
Dave Concepcion.
Who is yours, Bick?
Pete Rose, the vile
That's
lounge
right.
lizard creature.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that was a bucket list item for me, and my dad took me to Riverfront Stadium to see a game. And yes, I was in the last row. I still remember that. He went 2-for-5, he got a hit in his last at bat, and it was so important to me that he didn't go 1-for-5 in the game that I was there.
Aww.
I was just ridiculously happy about that.
In the game I went to, Pete Rose hit 400.
Right, that's right. And he did it just for me. Right.
I'll quickly read off a few just names generally. Will the Thrill Clark gets a lot of mentions. Rod Carew gets a ton of mentions. Ricky Henderson gets a lot.
Ken Griffey Jr. a lot.
Ken Griffey Jr. for sure. Shawan Dunston.
Oh my God, that guy's throwing arm was a sight to behold.
Johnny Bench.
And I've always said Mark Grace should be in the Hall of Fame just for the errors that he saved from Shawn Dunston.
Oh, imagine what if Shawn Dunston got a lot of chances at shortstop, Mark Grace's hand was probably swollen the rest of the day.
Yeah.
God, that guy threw the ball hard.
Yes, he did.
And then Mock My World update quickly. Favorite Bears that we drafted, fictional, etc., heading into Sunday's Cardinals-Bears game.
Dan Bickley
with 40% of the vote. Walter Payton, Smokey Bear, Bear Bryant, and Papa Bear. 29% for you right now, Jarrett. 16% for you, Vince Marotta. I'm bringing up the rear with 15%.
I even got a strong endorsement from Dave Burns.
I know.
But, I think
even
I just,
with that bump?
I think I appealed to him with the Morris Buttermaker Bad News Bears reference. Oh, well.
That might be the case.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Social Studies, Sarah.
Every day at 9 o'clock. Bickley underscore Marotta is where that happens on Twitter. Coming up next, we're getting closer and closer. And it seems like a year since the Cardinals have played a football game. But We'll get into the Cardinals-Bears one last time before this Football Friday comes to an end. It's Bickley and Marotta Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
With Bickley and Marotta, presented by 72 Soul, 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Honestly, I don't really feel like we've had to. I mean, it's been said a few times, but I don't. You know, you can have that feeling when you think people are kind of looking on to the next week, and I don't feel that. I feel like everybody is just really locked in to, you know, who we got this week and what we got coming in front of us. Maybe because we came off a bye week, but I think everybody's just really, really excited just to get back out there this week.
It's Isaiah Simmons of the Arizona Cardinals earlier this week addressing the media ahead of the Chicago Bears game, week 13. The bye is in the rearview mirror. I think this is the last week of byes around the league? I think this is it, right? Cardinals got the late one. I think it worked out well. We'll find out if that's indeed the case. But it's funny to talk about the Cardinals, especially after, you know, the last couple seasons, being a team at this point in the season that has to guard against overlooking an opponent.
Mm.
And I think that's apropos this week. I think you have to consider that this week.
Okay.
They are clearly the better team.
No doubt.
The Bears are beaten up. There is the coaching strife, which we've talked to with a couple of guests from Chicago this week. But if the Cardinals do what they can do and the way they've performed this season consistently, they will win this game.
Yeah. Okay, this is, you're hitting on the crux of everything I am looking for on Sunday. To me, regardless of the weather, how this team, the heat this team takes the field with this weekend is of paramount interest to me. Because, like I said, they went in to a bye week just flush with achievement. They were the rare team that actually got to spend Thanksgiving with their families. Mm-hmm. The very rare team, because it was their bye week. Okay? And so everything was kind of playing out really, really well for this football team, to me. And now you've got something here where they've got to fire it back up. And that hunger is what I'm looking to see. Now you throw in the weather. Our guest this morning, Adam Hoge from Chicago, is right on the money about it. The worst days in Chicago are not when it's snowing. It's not when it's 20 degrees outside. It's when it's just cold enough not to snow and it's rain instead. And then there's a lot of wind. So it's wet and cold and windy and your bones just shriek. And all you want to do is get under a comforter. It's you've got to want to play football to be successful in that environment.
But
so do the Cardinals embrace all of this to go show how manly slash studly slash good they are?
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
what I'm looking for.
That's not that this should be high on their priority list, but it's another opportunity to impress the doubters because this is going to be a weather game. But how about Adam Hoge also saying in the 11 years that he's covered the Chicago Bears, he could think of one game
mm-hmm.
where it was a weather game that actually benefited the Bears.
Right.
I mean, both teams have to play in it.
Yeah.
One team is obviously more experienced in playing in those conditions. That's the case again this week.
Mm-hmm.
But is that enough to even out the talent differential?
Well,
probably not.
Yeah.
I think that's very interesting.
Well, again, and he also said that this might be one of those games because a lot of people now are calling the Cardinals that warm weather dome team.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this environment, if you should take that personally if you're a member of the Cardinals, and they've done that every single time on the road this year.
And Kyler Murray said, yeah, just hope it doesn't rain. You can deal with the cold. Wind is not ideal, but quarterbacks especially don't like rain.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray also, Ian Rappaport said yesterday, according to his sources, he's expected to play. Again, there's been so much parsing of language and words used in the last month with his condition and the condition of DeAndre Hopkins. You don't know what to make of it. But earlier this week, Kyler Murray did talk about his team being focused on this final six-game stretch.
I think the guys are very focused on finishing this thing out the way we would like to, going into, you know, hopefully making a playoff appearance. But I mean, I think the past is in the past. You know, I don't want to look too much into that. I think we do need to, you know, continue the 1 week at a time focus, so we don't, you know, enter that complacency or, you know, maybe look ahead. You know, because really, like I said, none of it matters. We're blessed with the opportunity to play this week, a great team, and like I was just out for 3 or 4 weeks. You never know when, you know, it could have been worse. So. Just, you know, keep the main thing the main thing.
He did. We're parsing language. He did use past tense. I did miss three or four weeks. Yeah,
I was out.
I was out three or four weeks.
Yeah.
Also talked Kyler Murray did about what it's been like having to miss this much time.
I don't know. You play the play over and over again in your head, and then the way the game ended, and you wish you didn't get hurt, and how could I have not gotten hurt? All this stuff plays in your head until you get back on the field. It can eat at you and stuff like that. But I'm over it at that point. At this point, so I'm in a good headspace. Feel fine. We're 9-2. We're the best record in the league. Obviously, none of that matters right now. Got to keep going. So. I'm excited where we are as a team. The guys are happy to be back, refreshed off of a bye. Had a good Thanksgiving. So I think, I like where we're at.
That sounds like a guy who's playing football this Sunday.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And that would be.
Or at least is expected to.
Yeah. Exactly. It sounds like a guy who's going to be moving around on Sunday. This is good because I do think that this is a pivotal game, and you don't want Kyler Murray coming back against the Rams, because that would mean he had been out, 5 weeks? And that's a game that you can get some rust off you in this game if there is any rust on you. That Rams game, you got to be cooking.
Well, yeah, because then if you don't play this week, you're coming back, fresh, supposedly. Against a pass rush that has,
right, right,
Aaron Donald, Von Miller, among others. Yes, that would not
That's
be ideal.
That's exactly right.
Attention, Cardinals fans, we are issuing a code red all next week as the division rival Rams invade State Farm Stadium for Monday Night Football on December 13th. Text RED, R-E-D, to 620-620. Listen for your name every day next week, 7:30, 12:30, 4:30, and you can win two tickets to see the Cardinals take on the Rams. That's red to 620-620. By the way, Jared did point out to me during that segment, there's one more week of buys. Also got a text from Howard Balzer from SI.com. Yeah.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah, final week of buys next week.
I'm sorry. I was distracted at that point. I saw a pop-up ad for a fantasy rock and roll camp with Jerry Cantrell in Seattle and Kim Thayil from Soundgarden.
So you'll be filling out the registration forms during this commercial break?
I'm going to be finding out how much it is. This is what I'm going to be doing.
Put in your vacation time
now.
Yeah,
that's right.
You maybe leverage your spot as a big-time sports talk radio host in Phoenix. Hey, I could talk about this camp for next year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Write a column on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool for you. Coming up next, 9:30 on a Friday. There won't be singing, but there will be laughter because the sports kebab is next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
We hope.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Yeah, we'll get into the sports kebab with Jarrett Carlin in just a moment. But first, let's go to ArizonaSports.com for our poll question today. Guys, who do you think needs to step up for the Suns to keep their streak alive tonight without Devin Booker? And no, all of the above is not an option. Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, or other?
I'll vote Chris Paul.
I'll vote Chris Paul, too, and it might sound harsh, but I want to see him pick up more of the scoring load. He did it. In spurts against Golden State, he can make things a lot easier. And he's picking and choosing. I get it. I want to see the Chris Paul that I felt at the end of last year and certainly in the playoffs at different times had the ability to score every time down the floor. I haven't felt that way this year. Maybe he's got it. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's preserving it. I don't know. But that was my first thought. Chris Paul.
Okay. Two votes for Chris Paul. He's in last in this poll right now.
Wow.
DeAndre Ayton, 47% of the vote, and then it's all pretty close from there. 14% for Bridges, 14% for Jay Crowder, 14% for other, 10% for Chris Paul.
I'll just say this quickly before we move on to the kebab. If there's a poll that involves the name DeAndre Ayton and the phrase step up is involved in the question, he's going to win it every time.
If he at times looked dominant versus Golden State the first time around. Uh-huh. They just don't match up well against them. If there was ever a way for this team an offense to give him one of those 35-point games,
yeah,
tonight would be a great night for it. I just don't know that that's in this system to do that.
True, and he probably won't get the requisite minutes needed to do that. But, yeah, there you go. Thank you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it now on the homepage at arizonasports.com.
Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
Oh, Jared Carlin. You surprised us with your song parody earlier.
Thank you.
Will you go 2 for 2 today?
No.
Well, all right.
Well, see, I didn't get to do one last week because of Thanksgiving.
That's true.
So I'm not going to repeat.
2 weeks of jokes.
No. I took out all my jokes about giblets this week, so it'll just be normal. And I will start off by telling you that, guys, that I'm just happy to present the Sports Kebab this week because I was a game time decision, guys, after the powers that be monitored my pre-show, during show, and post-show habits over the last few months. And they noticed I was not moving around very much. So I talked them into letting me do it, though, anyway. So we'll start the kebab this week in the NFL, where Antonio Brown was suspended 3 games for having a fake vaccination card. Now, Brown was actually turned in by his former personal chef. Now, this is the most controversial move involving a personal chef since Andy Reid was held liable when his personal chef died of exhaustion. Still a controversial decision by the judge, but Now, I don't blame Antonio Brown personally. I mean, how can we expect him to be honest when he's part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I mean, think about this. His teammate, Rob Gronkowski, has repeatedly pretended to be a veteran just for the insurance discount. And that's not even mentioning having to deal with the dishonesty of his quarterback, Tom Brady, who has consistently lied about needing things like oxygen, sunlight, and emotional human contact. We're on to you, Tom. But thankfully, we don't need to worry about that kind of stuff around here, as the Cardinals have the best record in the NFL and are heading to play the Bears. Now, some are concerned about the weather this weekend in Chicago. We talked about it a lot on this show. It's expected to be wet, harsh, and sloppy, which, oddly, is also the best way to describe Chicago's famous beef sandwiches. But the real question is whether Kyler and D-Hop will return from month-long injuries. We have heard all week that coaches are hopeful, that the players are hopeful, that fans are hopeful. Man, I haven't seen something this full of hope since a 1960s USO comedy tour.
Oh, okay.
That is a hip reference.
Yeah,
that
really is.
Bob Hope, I tell you what. Now, the Cardinals are the best team in the NFL, and they aren't the only best in town. The Suns have the best record in the NBA and have now won a team record 18 games in a row. 18. I will give you an idea of how long this has been going on, okay? This streak has been going on for so long.
How long has it been going on for?
When it started, Oklahoma had a head coach for life. The Patriots had a 3-4 record, and Brian Kelly had a northern accent.
Yeah, how about that?
I remember that. That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Them were the days, huh?
Those were the days. In fact, this is the biggest streak left by someone in Phoenix who was it? I got to say,
I pooped my pants.
I guess that's Archie Bradley, I suppose, would be the last time to. This one smells a little better, though. And speaking of people in baseball pooping themselves, MLB has locked out the players, and the upcoming season is in doubt. Yeah, experts say this news has upset everyone from longtime really old fans to longtime pretty old fans. And isn't that the problem with baseball? They're seemingly repeated open disdain for the fans, leaving only an old, rapidly dwindling fan base. I mean, MLB fans are so old.
How old are they?
They're so old that their end-of-year Spotify rap report, you've seen that going around?
Yes.
They simply say, list of songs your grandson loaded for you from the days when music wasn't so scary. But even the hardcore fan base must be getting upset. In fact, the only fans that can appreciate Rob Manfred repeatedly cutting off his nose despite his face are Dodgers fans. Even though they usually use plastic surgeons when they do that, yeah. So I guess it's not exactly the same. But speaking of people who can't stay out of their own way, it has been a big week for Packers quarterback and guy who confuses Friedrich Nietzsche with Ray Nitschke, Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Rodgers revealed that he had a fractured toe and that it is painful, lingering, and an injury that will not get better anytime soon. Now, this is bad news, but it was nearly even worse. I don't know if you guys heard the story, but a local veterinarian heard Rodgers broke his foot, looked at his medicinal history, and then tried to shoot him, thinking he was a horse.
Oh, jeez.
For some reason.
I get it.
Yeah, okay, you get it. Good.
I get it.
Well, I do want to wish, though, a happy birthday to Aaron Rodgers. Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He turned 38 years old, though Rodgers claims that after doing his own research, he's only 31. So that's good news. And in conclusion, I found out that Rodgers actually had a big birthday celebration. And I'm sure it was quite the guest list. Yeah? I mean, I bet it was attended by all his, you know, close family. His close friends. His coaches who still like him. His ex-coaches who still like him. His ex-girlfriends who still like him. His ex-teammates who still like him. His current teammates who he hasn't thrown under a bus. Okay, who are we kidding? The only RSVPs he got were from Joe Rogan and Pat McAfee. But I'm sure they tore into some deer meat and had some fun.
Well done, Jared.
Thank you.
The Sports Kebab every Friday with Jared Carlin. And, yeah, Archie Bradley will never be safe when it comes to Fridays at 9:30.
Yeah.
You can follow Jared on Twitter at JarrettGC, JarrettGC. Coming up, some final thoughts heading into the weekend. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. Bickley and Murata. Song of the Day. Brought to you by Sonic. This is how we Sonic. Stop by your nearest location today for the new Sonic Garlic Butter Bacon Burger for a limited time, only at Sonic.
Don't worry, it's the regular version.
Yeah, no Jared Collins coming in here.
Jared did parody this song earlier today, 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. And if you really want to relive that experience, you can. It'll be available on ArizonaSports.com. Is this the most iconic Chicago song of all time, in your opinion?
Probably Walking in the, or Saturdays in the Park was pretty popular way back when.
Yeah.
And then that garbage song they did, that slow ballad.
Which one?
Yeah. What was that obnoxious song that was like number one for like a year?
Hard to Say I'm Sorry?
No. I can't think of it with a different song playing. My brain isn't wired.
Isn't that
like
weird?
That.
It's very hard to do.
And I say that because at that time, I lived in an apartment with my parents, and the person living next to me every morning played this song, and I woke up, not to this one, if you leave me now, that's it.
Okay.
That song. You remember what I'm talking about? That's it.
Yeah. You're right, though, about the weird phrasing of the song, because it's about 3:35 a.m. in the morning or something, or 3:35 p.m. That's what it's about, right? 25 or 6 to 4.
I guess. I've always wondered.
Yeah.
It's about the time my alarm goes off every day.
Yeah.
That's it. You're waiting for the break of day.
Here's your number one songs by Chicago. If You Leave Me Now in July of 1976.
Ugh.
This one peaked at number four in 1970. Hard to Say I'm Sorry in 1982. Look Away in 1988. That was post-Cetera. There you go. Now you know more than you wanted to know about the band Chicago, courtesy of today's Song of the Day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
We start off the grid today with a daily dose of Vinny Joe trivia. I'm sure you saw this too because we subscribe to the same newsletter. Yesterday came out, somebody did research, exhaustive research, on the most popular name for college basketball players this year. And apparently, nationwide, there's 130 different college basketball players with the first name Jalen. It is believed that the name Jalen originated with Jalen Rose, that he is the first person in the country to be named Jalen. And now it's a very popular name.
Wow.
Popular to the point where right now there are six players named Jalen in the NBA. Between the three of you, can you name the six Jalens in the NBA?
I can.
This is just an excuse for me to go into dueling gambos.
Okay.
Perfect.
The answer is Jalen Brunson, Jalen Green. Not even going to get the local one.
Jalen Thompson.
Jalen
football player.
Oh, Jalen Smith,
of course.
Jalen Johnson, Jalen McDaniels, and Jalen Suggs, along with Jalen Smith.
Wow. That's interesting.
Isn't that weird?
That's so weird.
It got me to thinking, too, like the female name Madison. Do you know what movie is credited for the popularity of the first name Madison in this country?
No.
Anybody?
Billy Madison.
No. The movie Splash.
Oh, really?
Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. She's a mermaid. She doesn't have a name.
Madison?
And they're walking down the street, and they say, "We have to give you a name." And they walk across Madison Avenue. And she says, "Madison, there's a name." And Tom Hanks has a line in the movie. Madison's not a name.
Wow.
And there had been nobody named Madison with that first name in the country, and now it's one of the most popular female names.
Those are always crazy. It's like the urban. I think it's an urban myth, but that the Peter Pan invented the name Wendy. That was never a name before that.
That's true, too.
I might believe it.
That Jalen Rose thing can't be true, can it? He was the first person ever?
There was a lot of research done on this subject, so I trust the research.
Although, when you brought that up, I knew it was going to be Jalen, without a doubt.
Really?
If you cover high school sports in the Valley, or like recruiting, everybody is named Jalen.
And
is
that right? This piece also, there's like 11 different spellings of Jalen in college basketball, too.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Crazy stuff.
Jalen House.
We played Brian Kelly dipping into his Southern roots now that he's been in Baton Rouge for a couple days. That is a halftime speech at the LSU basketball game. The other side of it is Marcus Freeman's been hired as the full-time replacement for Brian Kelly. And there's a really cool video that Notre Dame football put out about his introduction in a weight room to the rest of the team.
Freeman, proud of you guys on your focus and your ability to lock in all week long this week, okay?
Just for background, this is an assistant coach.
This is Tommy Reese,
doing the intro.
Right.
It was awesome to see, awesome to be a part of. It shows who you are, your DNA, your mental toughness, your physical toughness, the way you compete, the way you care about each other. Okay, that's what this team run is going to be about. Competing, getting after it with mental and physical toughness, and being the best in the country in what we do. So we ready to do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what I'm going to do now, okay, because you're a brand new head football coach.
And at this point, Marcus Freeman comes in and is mobbed by his players.
You can listen. I mean, see the love they have for him. I'm happy for Notre Dame. They found a guy that they could build around, and they don't have a phony head coach anymore in Brian Kelly.
Exactly.
24-10 Cardinals over the Bears.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah.
I like that. 28-10.
Are you going
four touchdowns.
Kyler and D-Hop?
Kyler.
Both play. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Eddie Johnson, Adam Hoag for joining us. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll be back on Big Red Monday. Wolf and Luke are up next. But as we do on Fridays, we leave you with a little taste of goofiness from Bickley and Murata Mornings. Enjoy. I just looked up Nick Ahmed's bio page on dbacks.com, and damn it, I can't see what the man looks like.
Right.
He's just all gray.
Right, there's just a bunch of lights.
Don't look at his batting stats. There's nothing there either.
But,
it's neither here nor there.
Wow!
The Hindus
either the Buddhists, somebody, they believe there are 50 men working behind the scenes for the good of humanity. I'm convinced that Dan is one of them.
No. Dumb Murata didn't play the wrong soundbite. There you go. They're in social, or not social studies, it's hardware.
Yeah, it is.
Been rebooted.
That's what I get.
You've been rebooted.
Vic's got your blast coming up
my
next.
My reboot.
Mustache.
I got your blast. Do I get another blast coming up? DeAndre, Edenile, Chidike, Aiden.
Phenomenal.
Hilarious. Do you think that perhaps... What are your thoughts on Kayla?
Got a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah.
No one cats. Meow.
Smarter than the average bear. Hey, boo-boo.
Inconceivable. One streak will be snapped tonight. Something's gotta give. This time, it's personal.
Chicago.
The Bears.
A certain Midwestern
town. The Bears.
That begins with a C, ends in an O, and in the middle is Chicago.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, I tell you.
Some more lessons.
It must have looked great before electricity.
Cut his pinky toe. He'll lean off to the
right.
He'll quit the game.
He'll slice everything.
Hey, Matt, your Lions is showing.
Whoop-de-doo! They didn't have Klay Thompson. They haven't had Klay Thompson since the Obama administration.
Yeah.
KMET playing the hits.
Have a nice cold bud or two or more.
Mom, so-and-so's on the phone again.
And then?
Come on!
How could he look those kids in the eye and promise that he'd be there for 4 years and then move on?
Hold on, time out!
As Rod Stewart once said, Vic, if you want my body, as Rod Stewart once said, tonight's the night.
It was not...
Memories like the corners of my mind.
For the bare necessity.
How do you see to me? You live your life like a candle in the wind. La 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 la.
Da, da, da. Loop, there it is.
Whole front butt.
Front butt?
Front butt?
It's when your front looks like a butt.
Get on the couch, college football. Don't look at me.
That's one tired giant.
The man who is known for drinking his own urine.
I'll fight you.
Always back to pie here on Bickley and Murata Mornings.
Waka waka. Wee.
Skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
Poof.
Bam.
Boom.
Boom. Signature noises all around. I love it.
Responsibilities. What?
No, thank you.
Done. D-U-N-N.
Yeah.
Done.